HappyStairChecks.com.
Rising, and that's Creedence Clearwater Revival. We have a
receptionist who is here on duty now. She's not usually when I come to work at 6 because they close everything at 5:30.
But Carol Dum Dum is standing out there. Do you know that when I came in here today, you didn't say, Bud, did you have a nice vacation? Usually she says, hey, Dad. That's our receptionist. You know, that's how she answers the phone, too. WMX, what do you want? So she comes in, and I usually, you know, I come in from vacation or something. She say, Dad, did you have a nice vacation? She didn't say nothing. I happen to know
personally you had a Christmas party around here, which you didn't even tell me about.
I wouldn't have gone on vacation. Our receptionist answers the main switchboard at 426-1700 if you'd like to tell her something about, you know, how to be nice to people when they get back from a vacation. 507 a W... What's that?
The Christmas party is upstairs.
Dick Summer. See? Another guy. Hold back the information on the Christmas party.
The Christmas party's upstairs and you're invited.
Right this very second.
Yeah.
Sit here. Sit right. Dick! I'm dizzy! Ron! Rats. St. Joseph's Len CYO, a sponsor of Dance and Monday.
Can I have a long record, please? I don't care, anything long. St. Joseph's Len CYO, a sponsor of Dance and Monday.
That's tonight, I believe, yeah. At the Perry Center, located at 37 Green Street, which is one of my favorites, at 8 p.m. It's rated 59 for the big ones of the year. And it's a long one, all right. We've taken that and thrown in all the original recordings. It's days of good old rock and roll. I'll be right back right after the party. We saw a little bit of it coming back, from the Beatles to Johnny Winters to a direct hit like that, rock and roll music with Cat Mother and the All Night Newsboys. Dragging down the Southeast Expressway. Watch, they're going to put parking meters in the Southeast Expressway. As you've been reading everywhere, Boston is broke. And you're driving, well, you're not driving, you're sitting on the Southeast Expressway right now. They're putting a parking meter up. They're going to get you for those 5 minutes you sit in that one spot. So appreciate the free use of that road while it's here. It's 517 on WMEX Radio. I'm Bud Below. Enjoy the sensational soul of Sam and Dave tonight at Ocean's 11, Revere Beach Boulevard, Revere. Turn on to Sam and Dave, Soul Man. Hold on, I'm coming, and many other big soul hits. At Ocean's 11 New Year's Eve, noisemakers, favors, and a bountiful buffet add to the fun. For reservations, call Ocean's 11 at 284-9876. That's 284-9876. Remember, Sam and Dave open tonight at Ocean's 11, Revere Beach Boulevard in Revere. For Boston and the sports world, it was a good year and a bad year because the Red Sox fizzled, the Bruins came very close, the Celtics again won that world championship, and then they lost the man. The Patriots, well, they're still looking for some film for their highlights of last year. B.J. Thomas had two big ones. The number 100, that is number 50. I'm never very good at this stuff, and I really don't care, that's why. It's 58. Some people like to write them down, so I like to mention them. It's 521 at WMEX Radio. What's the weather? Fair and very cold tonight. What kind of weather did you have? I never saw so much snow. I don't know. You must have some snow here. The lowest tonight will be 15 to 20. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with little change in temperature. Cloudy tomorrow night and Wednesday with a chance of occasional snow. It's 37 degrees right now at WMEX Broadcaster. 1969 was many stories. Certainly none that we can remember more than the Apollo 11, probably. The walk of man on the moon for the first time. It was something that we said we would do by the end of the 60s, and did. But if there was one place where news stories centered throughout 1969, it was with American youth. And on the college campus.
found new theme songs.
Such as...
Everybody talks about
there's very many Americans at all. We're going to forget that picture that you saw in newspapers and magazines everywhere. Cornell black protesters leaving seized buildings on campus. They looked like they were armed for a war. But their singing was just a bit different. Went out for men, but bell bottoms came in. Girls kept warm with the maxi coat. On October 15th, they were 100,000 strong in the common. Here's number 57. For the next 5 hours and just think what you did in 1969 or what happened. I'll tell you someone who rocked everybody right at the beginning of the year. His name was Namath. He said he'd do it, went out and he did it. At the end of the year, he wasn't quite that lucky or skillful or whatever it is. Depends if you're an AFL fan or an NFL fan. And let me see, what else were there? New York City owned most everything, because as soon as baseball came along, so did the Mets. Boston's sizzling soul spot wishes you season's greetings and a happy new year. Invite you to stop by and enjoy the hard-driving soul sounds of the better way. Have a happy with Lucifer in Kenmore Square. Three dog night at two big ones this year.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do.
Three Dog Night on WMEX. There were hijackings in 1969, but it happened on Halloween. It had to have been. It was that kind of a year. A young Italian soldier started a two-day trip. No, not that kind. He diverted a plane over California, and then it went to all across the United States. London, finally into Rome. He was captured by Italian police the following day, and they, the U.S. government, the U.S. Army, all filed charges against, Minichiello to you. Is that right, Al? Do you know how to pronounce his name? I don't want to put you on the spot like that. I won't ask you. You know?
Minichiello.
You really know? Now, how do you know that?
I remember him.
Why did you know him in the war? What do you know? What is this? All right, I'll take his word for it. Anyway, they captured What's-His-Face, and a legal battle opened over who would try him first. And by the end of the year, nobody had still won, and the whole issue still wasn't resolved. Oh, yeah, and one thing happened strange. One plane flew to Miami and actually landed there.
WMEX 1510, Boston.
Tight security is being imposed around Vice President Spiro Agnew and other foreign
dignitaries in the Philippines for the inauguration of President Ferdinand Marcos. Earlier today, someone hurled a homemade bomb at Agnew's motorcade in Manila. A reporter was slightly injured,
but Agnew was not hurt. A cold night ahead. The full WMEX forecast in a moment.
Savings. That's my bank.
That's my bank.
WMEX weather fair and very cold tonight, the low 15 to 20. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with little change in temperature, cloudy tomorrow night and Wednesday with a chance of occasional snow. It's 37 degrees at WMEX Broadcast House. Al Kennedy with the 5:30 news, portions recorded. Now, here's Bud Ballou.
Wait a minute, don't go away. Tonight I'm asking your opinions on things, because we never hear your opinions on everything. You just go.
And cloudy. That's all you ever do.
So tonight we're going to get your opinions on things. First, Al, in sports, what was the best team in any sport in 1969? Mets, Jets, Boston Bruins, Montreal Canadiens?
In any sport.
Any sport. What was the finest team? I know you're a sports nut. You're crazy about it.
I would say it would have to be the Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics of this past season, you mean?
Yes, last season.
Right. Okay, that's all. You really think they're the best? Better than... Well, I'm not about you. I mean, he can be wrong if he'd like.
24 before 6 o'clock into the top 100. This
rated 55. To you, big hit record. Yeah, that brings up memory. There's one thing about these songs of 1969. I have not played any of them since they were hits, because we don't play them on the Friday night. I play oldies for 3 hours. But I've always had a pet thing against radio stations who come on now back in time to 3 months ago. So I made a point of never playing them from the same year. And so I never played them, and some of them are fun to play again. It's Joe Jeffries and My Pledge of Love to You. In 1969, it was number 55. I just heard some very interesting tape recordings. They were just played for me from the Ron Robbins show today. I didn't know he was doing all that. The highlight of the year was my show being cut back to 3 hours. Was for me, too. Fair and very cold tonight with a low of 15 to 20. Why don't I go to 1 hour? That would make Boston happy and make me happy. I can come in here and do 1 hour. It doesn't cost me any money. I get the same money. $22 a week either way. I'll do a one-hour show, and everybody be happy. And you won't have to complain all the time. Fair and very cold tonight. A low temperature 15 to 20. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow with little change in temperature. Cloudy tomorrow night and Wednesday with a chance of occasional snow. It's 37 degrees at WMEX Broadcast House. 55 up to 54. That makes sense. Andy Kim, Baby, I Love You.